The Supreme Court heard some 3 hours of oral arguments in the transgender athletes' cases. Lawyers laid out their arguments to reporters outside. John Birch is with the Alliance Defending Freedom. He says all athletes can compete, but they must do so on a level playing field.
Today, Idaho and West Virginia asked the Supreme Court to allow states to protect women's sports by affirming a basic truth. Women and men are biologically different. Yet today, the ACLU asked the court to make it impossible to define sex accurately. Identity does not determine your sex, and laws that distinguish between the sexes do not violate federal law when biological differences matter, like on the playing field and in the locker room. No drug can make a man into a woman.
On the other side of the issue, Karen Lovey is a lawyer with Lambda Legal.
Today, we had a chance to explain to the court what it really means in concrete terms to deny a kid the opportunity to access all of the things we want our kids to be able to access as they grow and become fully realized adults simply because of who they are, simply because they are transgender. That equal opportunity for our kids to grow and thrive is what our laws and constitution demand, and that is what we are all here to fight for and will continue to fight for, and we are grateful for the opportunity to make that case to the court today.
She represents Lindsay Hecox, who sued over Idaho's first-in-the-nation ban for the chance to try out for the women's track and cross-country teams at Boise State University in Idaho. Lower courts ruled in favor of the transgender athletes who challenged the state bans in Idaho and in West Virginia, where the second Supreme Court case comes from. But that does not mean the conservative majority high court will follow the lower court rulings. Inside the courtroom, Idaho Solicitor General Alan Hurst said the transgender plaintiffs are seeking special treatment, and denying special treatment is not classifying on the basis of transgender status.
Gender identity does not matter in sports, and that's why Idaho's law does not classify on the basis of gender identity. It treats all males equally and all females equally, regardless of identity, and its purpose is exactly what the legislature said, preserving women's equal opportunity. In fact, it's our friends on the other side who want to classify based on gender identity.
Justice Department lawyer Hashim Mupan argued on behalf of the federal government.
In short, male athletes who take performance-altering drugs are not similarly situated to female athletes, and states need not treat them the same.
At least 5 of the 6 conservatives on the 9-member court indicated they'll rule that the state laws do not violate either the Constitution or the landmark Title IX law barring sex-based discrimination in schools. Justice Brett Kavanaugh seemed swayed by the argument that allowing transgender women and girls to participate in school sports would create unfairness.
Well, for the individual girl who does not make the team or doesn't get on the stand for the medal or doesn't make all league, there's a harm there. And I think we can't sweep that aside.
A final ruling in the cases is expected by early summer. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News, I'm Christopher Martinez.